Well, it's just at the start, but it's been, you know, I realised it was a big show, but I didn't realise how big until I got involved in it. And I've kind of got grip with dancing. I never thought I'd see the day when I walk into a pub and start talking about the cha-cha, the waltz, and the tango, and the rumba. You know, my life's turned around and become a little bit mad, to be honest. Dancing in the street, dancing in the middle of the night, trying to remember my steps. And I dance live this weekend, so it's like all the best in front of 10 or 12 million people. I've got to try and produce a waltz. So very, very nervous, something that I've never done before up until 2.5 weeks ago. I've got a great partner in Natalie Lowe who's been quite heroic, really, to get me anywhere near a dance floor, never mind trying to remember some steps. So it's going to be great fun. I'm having a good laugh.
Does the action of a good forward defensive shot provide the right kind of rehearsal for a paso doble then?
I'd suggest that everything that you do in cricket, you have to do the complete opposite in dancing. I've got pretty much no chance in this tournament, but I'm having a good time. There's some good people, and we'll just see how far. I'm just having a laugh, and I'm actually looking forward to it. I will be very nervous, I guess, on the first night, but what's the worst thing that can happen? I can fall in the band. That'd be quite amusing, wouldn't it?
Well, it'd give everyone a story, wouldn't it? You'd have something to remember from Michael Vaughan's appearance on Strictly. Hey, do you think it'll take you back maybe to the start of your career when you were maybe going out for the first time in a test match or when you were with Yorkshire? Do you think the nerves will be similar at all or worse, maybe?
I think they're going to be worse. Even when I played for Yorkshire as a boy and for England for the first time, cricket is what I knew. I'd been doing it since I was 8 years of age. This is something I've been doing for 2.5 weeks. But I guess there's no real pressure because, look, I'm not going to be a ballroom dancer. You know, I'm doing this for as long as I can. I'm having a bit of fun with it. Let's see if I can be anywhere near as good as Darren Goff. If I'm anywhere as good as Goffy, I'll take half of what he achieved. But, you know, it's good fun. I'll be smiling. I'll try and stay on 2 feet. I've got a bet with many of my mates who are playing in the Dunnell Links in Scotland who'll be watching it in a pub, the likes of Warney and Beefy. And they think that I'm going to fall over on the dance floor. So I've had a quiet wager that I get through the dance on 2 feet and I'll be earning a few quid. So that's my goal.
You touch on Goffey, of course. Mark Ramprakash did very well at Strictly as well. People probably expect you, Michael, to be brilliant at this.
Well, they're expecting the wrong person. And I'm more like Tuffers. Tuffers got to about week six. He danced with a smile on his face and, you know, he had a bit of a giggle about it. And that's what I'm doing. I'm working hard. I mean, I'm putting the hours in. I'm training. I've got, as I said, a great partner who's really driving me. And I'm kind of getting a buzz from going in every day and training. But I don't think I'll be moving like Mark Ramprakash. But, you know, you never know.
How on earth are you going to keep up with Sheffield Wednesday's progress when you're doing the dancing on a Saturday?
Well, since I started dancing, they haven't won.
Do you think the two things are linked, maybe?
Well, I'm blaming my dance partner, Natalie Lowe. Since she came to a game, Huddersfield game on Wednesday, I haven't won, so I'm blaming the Aussie and my dance partner, Natalie Lowe. She'll hate me for saying that, but it's her fault.
Just finally, I mean, have you had much opportunity to watch the World 2020, obviously with the cricket going on at the moment, and if so, what did you make of England's performance out there?
They achieved exactly what I expected them to achieve, to reach the Super 8s, to kind of fall short of the teams like Sri Lanka who have got unorthodox players, likes of Malinga, Mendes, you know, Joe Warden, Sankara. These kind of guys are exceptional, Dilshan. So they didn't really do anything that I didn't expect them to do. And, you know, the loss of Peterson was a big loss. If Peterson would have been there, they may have reached the semi-finals, but ultimately England just didn't have enough skill elements and mystery about their attack to really threaten in this tournament. And that's why they got knocked out. I mean, the talk is Kevin Peterson, but I'm not too sure how far they would have gone even with Kevin in the side. I think they just lacked a little bit of mystery in the bowling department, as much as the power and finesse of probably two or three other batsmen. It's a learning curve, young team that they took. They'll all learn and be better for it. But the big tour is now India, and can they get Kevin Peterson back in? He's got this 4-month contract. You know, can he reintegrate with the side? And I hope he can, because, you know, I think in India you're going to need your best players, and Peterson's certainly one of those.
Is he on trial here? Is that what this is?
Oh, absolutely, yeah, no question he's on trial. I think it's the right thing. I applaud the ECB. I think the ECB have been given a lot of stick over the last few weeks, but I applaud the way that they've kind of conducted themselves. And I think Kevin needed that. I think he needed just a short-term contract so he can prove to the players that he has changed. He went through some poor times in the summer with his attitude and his respect towards the England team. And I think he's realised by missing that test match at Lords against South Africa and the T20 World Cup how important the England team is to him. And he'll be committed. And, you know, I hope behind the scenes that I start hearing some real good things about Peterson, because when he goes to play for Surrey, all I ever hear is that, you know, he's so positive with the youngsters, he's like a father figure. Now I want to see him be like that with the England team, and if he is, you know, he'll play 3 more years for England, and he'll end up, and I'll say it now, he'll end up England's best ever player because he's that good.